In 1905, paleontologist Henry Osborne discovered the skeleton of a remarkable 40-foot-long dinosaur, which he named Tyrannosaurus rex. Thanks to this and subsequent findings, T-Rex became one of the most well-known dinosaurs to scientists and the general public. It starred in movies from the 1930s King Kong to the 1990s Jurassic Park. Yet for paleontologists, the familiar giant still holds many mysteries. There's a lot we don't know about what it looked like. Over the last 20 years, exceptionally well-preserved fossils from China have shown that some relatives of the big carnivore may have had feathers or fuzz, much like birds. Some paleontologists now think that T-Rex likewise had proto-feathers or fuzz. Unfortunately, since no skin impressions have yet been found, we don't really know. 65 million years ago, T-Rex was the top predator in North America and Asia. Smaller dinosaurs sharing many features with T-Rex have been found, and some of these may be its ancestors. Although scientists have identified specimens that some think might be juvenile T-Rex, we still don't know much about the dinosaur's youth. Another long-standing mystery is posed by the dinosaur's stubby forelimbs. Although they were small relative to the overall size of the animal, biomechanical studies show they were surprisingly strong. Some paleontologists argue that they were used to hold prey or a mate, but others think they may have been covered with feathers and used for competitive or mating display. More than a century after the discovery of T-Rex, paleontologists still have lots more work to do. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.